Three of the programs are scholarships, and the fourth is a loan repayment program. Each of the four requires a service obligation. Alice Payton of the Virginia Department of Health describes, for example, what is required of those who obtain the Mary Marshall Nursing Scholarship.
With the Mary Marshall, for every $100 of scholarship money that's awarded, the recipient is expected to work for 1 month in the Commonwealth of Virginia, either as an LPN or an RN, depending on what their program was.
And this scholarship is $2,000 a year for up to 4 years. In an effort to directly address the needs of underserved areas, VDH has an incentive for nurse practitioners and midwives.
This is for individuals who want to become a nurse practitioner or a nurse midwife. This service obligation requires that you give 1 year of service in a medically underserved area or a health professional shortage area. You have 2 years to find that employment. And then the hope is that once you start working for the 1 year, you'll continue to stay. And that's the hope for all of the program.
The third scholarship is for nurse educators. A big incentive is a federal grant that helps the state to assist in school loan repayments. Payton says the qualifying careers shows the breadth of healthcare workers needed.
Primary care physicians, dentists, nurse practitioners, nurse midwives, physician assistants, registered dental hygienists, psychiatric nurse specialists, mental health counselors, health service psychologists, licensed clinical social workers, licensed professional counselors, marriage and family therapists, registered nurses and pharmacists, repay educational loans.
And like the scholarships, the loan repayment does require that commitment to serve in the federally designated health professional shortage area. We have links to these programs at WVTF.org and our Facebook page. I'm Tab O'Neill.